All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Professionals Roundtable on All Business Media FM, where it's all business all the time. I'm your host, Rob Wetham, and joining me live on the phone from Warwick, Rhode Island, he's the owner of Rhode Island Hypnosis Trains. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome John Koenig to the Professionals Roundtable. Hey, John, how are you today?
I am well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for asking. Please tell me a bit about Rhode Island Hypnosis Trains. What exactly do you do?
Well, basically, I train people to do what I do for a living. I'm a certified hypnotist, help people quit smoking, lose weight, make personal changes, and I help people do exactly that. The program is certified by the National Guild of Hypnotists, which is the world's largest professional hypnotist organization, and the students is a 15-week course, and when they finish, they're certified and they're up and running either as a part or full-time business, or if they're already a therapist, they do hypnotism as an add-on to what they're doing. And a few people just do it because they're interested in hypnosis.
Okay. Would you happen to be one of those people?
I've been doing this full-time for 17 years. And I make a decent living as a hypnotist. I love the work that I do. And that's kind of what inspired me to do this. For the last 3 years, I've been teaching people to do what I do. I'm a big, firm advocate of hypnotism for people. I think it's very, very underutilized as a way to make personal change.
All right, and so talk a little bit about hypnotism. I'm interested. You seem to have an enlightened perspective.
I think that I do, and I think that my students do as well. Hypnotism is a way of accessing the subconscious mind. And everybody, you, me, everybody, we live almost like living backwards. We live from our beliefs, and a lot of times they're self-limiting. A smoker believes he or she has to smoke, for example. It's in the core. And to try to change behavior without altering belief doesn't really work so well. You know, that's called willpower or white knuckling. Hypnotism is about getting under the subconscious mind to affect change without resistance. And the result can be miraculous.
You can get to the root of problems that way.
I suppose you could look at it that way. It's about reframing. You know, everybody believes in today being pretty much more or less like yesterday. So when they want to make a change, we're such creatures of habit, you know. We just live like looking at the rearview mirror trying to drive your car. So hypnotism is about, in a sense, you might even consider dehypnotizing people. You know, that's not a bad way to look at it, actually.
Tell me how you've been doing it for a long time now. So tell me how the industry has sort of changed or evolved since the, you know, year 2000.
Yeah, that's good. Hypnotism goes in and out of favor, but with the medical establishment and public at large. And right now, we're in favor. There's a great interest in hypnotism. These days, with a lot of people, say, with mental health insurance being cut, they're looking for something else that might help them cope with life. And my typical student has been doing something else. Like, for me, this is a second career. I was an ad guy for many years. I wrote TV commercials. And when I sold my company, I was 50 years old. And I was like, now what am I going to do? And I had got involved in hypnosis when I was working on Madison Avenue for creativity. And I got great results at the time. And I became certified and did it as a hobby with friends and family. And only began doing this as a career after I, in a sense, retired from my first career. A lot of my students are like that. It's something else that they do after they've done their main thing. Very, very few little kids want to be hypnotists when they grow up. But if you like working with people and you want to make a difference in the world, this is an outstanding way to do it. It's not a way to get rich. The average hypnotist's median income is about $55,000 a year. There are some who do a lot better than that. And, You know, some that don't, and some do part-time. But you want to do it because you want to make a difference in people's lives. And I find that infinitely interesting. I wouldn't be writing advertising at my age. Been there, done that. But this is never-endingly interesting. You know, the mind, what it is to be human, what it is to be conscious. And my students typically share that kind of interest.
Okay, so what are some of your goals for the future, John?
I want to, I'm really committed to this work, to people learning how to help other people. So I'm going to continue doing the course. I'll do two of them a year and continue to train more students. I wrote a book called The Hypnotic Coach, available on Amazon.com. And I got another book in the works now called Possibilities Process, how to use strategic questions to open up possibility. So I'll be writing more, and I'll be training people. And I'll still be working with people one-on-one. One of the things about the course is that I do this work during the week. I see 15 to 20 clients a week. So in the course, I tell people, oh, that's the other part of it, how to make an income doing this. You know, it's not like a job. You have to actually go out and generate clients. And what I share with people is how the mistakes I made. Believe me, lots of mistakes to actually build a practice that is self-supporting and actually profitable. So
there you go.
And also, and after we do it, I meet with them once a month at no cost. We have an ongoing support group to make sure that after you graduate, what next? And the person needs to begin to develop this practice, whether it's, and most people are well advised to start part-time. You know, to jump into this full-time as your only source of income is a mistake, generally. You know, you need to gradually build up your practice until you can eventually quit your day job. So you don't want to leave the radio if you decide to do my class until you've actually been doing it for a while and generate some clients, if you were considering that.
All right, awesome. Well said. You know, I like we added right there in that last little, what you just said, actually. You know, it's, you hit all the spots that I would look for in a school. You know, you get the education, you get the support, right?
Yeah.
And then you also get the continuing education as you move forward.
It's good to be realistic in this kind of a thing. And I live in this community. I have to deal with my people afterwards. I'm not going to promise them you're going to make $1 million a year, and because that's not realistic and doesn't serve anybody. You got to go into this knowing it's going to be the typical time to build practice is roughly about 2 years to actually network and get involved in the community and learn. What doesn't work, by the way, is paid advertising. Generally.
All right. Well, listen, John. Don't give away too much now. I want people to contact them and enroll into the.
They can look at my website, which is Greater Rhode Island Hypnosis Training.com. My clients come from Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut. So Greater Rhode Island Hypnosis Training.com. They can call me at 401-374-1890. 401-374-1890, and certainly my email are on those on my website, Greater Rhode Island. I claimed in Greater Rhode Island, we're the smallest state in the country, and so by Greater Rhode Island, I'm claiming Massachusetts and Connecticut as part of Greater Rhode Island. I don't know if they'd approve of that, but that's what I decided to do.
It's fine by me. John Koenig, thank you very much for coming on the program today.
You know, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.